me and Tori literally were influenced by the same artist, so we have a very similar like style. Like I think we kind of just originated as brothers. You know how like brothers just talk alike?
Yeah.
It's or like, your best friends, like, you start talking like a little bit, just because we like the same artist. Yeah. Like we used to love Chris Brown, T-Pain, The Dream. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are the type of guys, like, they hit these pitches that a lot of people can't hit.
Dude,
so
T-Pain.
We like, you know, falsetto a lot, shit like that, you know? You never heard of voodoo and all kind of shit like that?
I don't believe in that, I'm not
saying. What? Fucking crazy.
Like, so when a girl comes to me and asks me
about dark forces and good forces. Yeah. So there's forces working against each other. There's people out there hating on you, wishing on your downfall.
Yeah, but not, like,
shit.
Magically.
You'd be surprised.
You think
so? You fucking crazy?
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
We are back in LNF. Can we get a round of applause? We're back, guys. It's been
building.
A minute. We were shooting in LA for a while. Now we're back in LNF in Miami. As you can see by my clothing, when we don't shoot in here, I don't look as fly. Still look fly, but not as fly. Davo, I've never caught you not looking fly, honestly, bro. So I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? I got some
but,
one-on-one, like. No, they got me lit over here with
this
the
is
Jordan.
A guest. This
like
is
MJ.
A guest. Yeah, this is a guest I've been excited for.
Oh, man.
Davo right here. And his jacket. That was before the championship came out? Yeah. What'd they tell you? What they explain it to you? What's the guy's
it's
name?
It's like before Jordan even started. Like this is like right before Jordan started winning the championships.
Yeah.
He was on the
what's the dude's name who made? What's the guy's
Jeff
name?
Hamilton.
Jeff Hamilton. Hamilton. Shout it's out a Jeff Hamilton, Hamilton jacket. Original. 80s
Jeff.
80s Jeffy.
Obviously, Davo got that shit on.
It's Davo, yeah.
Davo.
Yeah, people, I mean, I don't really care when people say Davo because it's just like, it's like different accents, you know?
Yeah.
Like on Siri in America, they'll say Davo, and in London, which is English, proper English, they say Davo. So that's the real way to say it. Like Spanish, a lot of Spanish people and Jamaicans, they'll say Davo.
Davo,
lot.
Yeah.
But
like, that sounds kind of Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Davo.
Yeah, man.
We got it clear. Yo,
don't
all right.
Know.
So now that we got the intro in.
Can I get a drink, too?
Yeah, what do you need? What do you need?
You want one of these things? I'll sip some tequila a little bit.
This isn't alcohol. This is just some.
I have a little tequila.
Give me one.
a little tequila.
A little baby shot with
yeah.
me or something? Do we have a little cut?
Catch a vibe, this motherfucker, man.
Yo, I wanted to ask you. I bet you don't even remember the first time I met you, bro.
Was it over in like Bell Harbor and shit?
Bro.
Like
I'm talking 20, like 19. I was in college still. My boys lived in Brickell Heights.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Like
yeah,
COVID
yeah,
times,
yeah,
bro,
yeah,
2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You used to run in and out.
Because
Tori lived up in there. You used to run in and out all
there.
The time. And you met my one boy, Adam, who has a car
wash
over there.
Yeah, he had the other. Condo
on the other side.
Yeah,
same,
basically
yep,
the same
yep,
as Tori's.
So
almost
look,
the same.
Yep, yep.
Almost as
so
a little smaller.
So I was a
yeah, I remember
kid, bro. I was probably like 19, 20.
Yeah, that's
met you, and I remember being like, yo, you're lit. And then, I don't know, you told us to come to the strip club or something one night. Bro, and we thought it was the littest night. It might have been Booby Trap or something. Like,
yeah,
Tori was there. We were like,
shit.
Yo.
Yeah, we was lit back in the,
Bro, that was before I was on a TV show. And that was, I was just in college. Like, before any of this shit. And I met you. I was like,
you know, day
damn,
one, man.
He's
you
lit.
Joey, my dog, bro.
And then I saw you around a couple times. And then, do you remember the most recent time we ran into each other? A while ago.
I'd be having the worst memory when it's just like, where... I'd be meet because I'd be out, like not out so much, but just doing so much, like ever since the movie and everything.
So we were in the studio, Tori's studio.
I don't know where your drink is, but here.
Yeah, I need. Can I get one of those too?
I can't do my dog.
And Tori was streaming.
Oh, you came through one of those streams?
Yeah, we went. My boy works for the jewelry company and gave him the
rolling
loud thing.
And so you knew Victor too?
Yeah, Victor.
Yeah,
you know Vic?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
You know Vic.
Victor,
yeah,
Vic
knows me.
Yeah,
that's
we're working
you know
on
Joey?
A TV show actually with Tori. And we shot the pilot. And bro, it's called Pieces. And Victor got a big role in that shit.
It's a scripted show.
Yeah, it's like a power.
No way.
Yeah, it's like
shot down here?
Yeah, shot down here.
And you guys are writing it?
Yeah, Tori wrote. Like all of it type shit.
Can you get, how'd you meet Tori?
I grew up with him basically like, probably 9 years old, I think when we met. And
in Canada?
Nah, he used to live down in Miramar, and like when he was in like elementary school, or yeah.
So yo, and you so, met him back.
Like, yeah, so like when he first started recording music, he actually recorded his first track at my house. Because like my family's musically oriented because my dad, and you know the Wailers, and he's, you know, he produced an instrumentalist, so we always had all that type of gear, and you know, like in the neighborhood we would be rapping and shit, and then like we noticed, you know, Tory was fire, so he was like, yeah, come by and record, you know, fuck yeah. around. He used to record my little brother, and then yeah,
dude, that's fucking crazy.
Like I always noticed like how talented he was, so we was always like trying to help him like make it, you know, so like I produced for him like early on in his career before he like got big, and you know, I did a lot of stuff for him, engineer, produced. I was his hype man on stage. I used to be a photographer, videographer, all kind of shit. You know, like it's like my, you know what I'm saying? That's my like my
bro,
right
when
hand.
When I thought of you, like that was your right hand. You know what I mean? Like anytime I saw
that's
you
my brother right there.
You know what I mean? That was your brother.
That's my twin for real. Like so it's that's definitely the only like, person like I sound like we have similar vibes, you know, musically.
Yeah. And it's like sucks what he's going through right now.
Yeah, but you know, you know what I'm saying? In life, everything has its course. Like, you know, it's God's, like, you know, it's God's realm, I mean, world. So it's like at the end of the day, like, you know, things happen. You know, we live in like a crazy world, you know?
Yeah.
All great men have a downfall. Like, every, you know what I'm saying? Every great man
but do you
has had like
think,
a downfall, like, but it's like, he's going to rise up, you know what I'm saying, and overcome, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying, the situation is, and people will see, like,
do you ever think
truth.
It's a lot deeper than surface level? What
it's way deeper than, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you got to look at it like this, bro. At the end of the day, it's a spiritual warfare, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Tory's on the good side.
Yeah.
People, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's Tory versus the media, you know, and, like, it's you know what I'm saying? But he's coming home soon, man. He's been down for a little bit, but he's about to be back, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I will say.
People are going to be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
He's one of the most, like that day I was talking about with you in the studio, dude.
Yeah.
I tell people about that day so often because I was so mind blown about watching him. Bro, he was live streaming on Twitch or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
He went into the booth. He goes, okay, everyone pick a beat on live. They voted what beat. He went into the booth fast. With a backwood like this. Rolled up a backwood, made a hook, two verses off the top, bro.
Off the rip.
And I was like, I've never, like, not like I've been in the studio with a ton of people, but I have never seen anyone be able to do something like that.
He's a machine. He's literally a machine. It's like, it's not, I don't witness like people in the studio like him because I'm not like that. I'm not gonna lie, like I like to take my time most of the time.
Yeah.
But I do, like, sometimes I'll freestyle a track and it'll be done. Like, he'll literally, like, I've seen him make like 2-3 songs in like a half an hour. Like, and just 8 minutes, one song, yeah, is done.
I saw him make one in 5
you
minutes.
You know, like, type shit, yeah. And then like, another one, and another one, like, it's like back
to back.
The only
time I've ever seen him make a song.
For me, it's just like, I can't smoke as much as he smokes and then still be able to sing. Like, my voice is going to like start to, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you about that a little bit because, I mean, your singing voice, like, how, like, did it take a second to find, you know what I mean? Because it's so different. Same with Tory's. Like, if you listen to Tory talk and then you go to his singing voice, but, like, your sound, like, it's way different than your talking voice. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
What's the process, like, finding that? Like, there's no way you found a mic and then you just got this beautiful high pitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did you try to go low?
Of the influences. Like, me and Tory literally were influenced by the same artist. So we have a very similar, like, style. Like, I think we kind of just originated as brothers. You know, like, when you have, like, you know how, like, brothers just talk alike?
Yeah.
It's or like, your best friends, like, you start talking like lingo. A little bit just because we like the same artist. Yeah. Like, we used to love Chris Brown, T-Pain, The Dream. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are the type of guys, like, they hit these pitches that a lot of people can't hit.
Dude,
so
T-Pain.
We like, you know, falsetto a lot, shit like that, you know?
I remember when I first met you, I remember, I forget the name of the song, but you and Tory had a video. I'm a music video
pull
guy.
Up. Pull Up? Yeah.
What was it? What year did that come out?
2019?
Yeah, bro. I remember that shit, and I was like, yo, this shit is sick,
banger.
Bro.
Still a banger, bro.
Still a banger.
Shit back.
Still a banger. So, how's it? You just found your sound, like, you just try over and over?
Yeah, again? I mean, you know, like, as artists, it's like, you want to try out a bunch of stuff. You know, you want to find your sound, like, you know what I'm saying, your niche, like what you want to be known for or whatever. But like, you know, at the same time, it's like you got to be versatile. So like I could sing, I'll be singing and rapping, switching the tone up. But you know what I'm saying, I usually stick to like a very specific, like significant sound. But it definitely took a while. I mean, you know, I mean, I used to do all this different type of music. I started out doing reggae because you know where I come from.
Like, yep.
And dance hall. And then, you know, I found myself just.
I have a question.
Mostly R&B hip hop.
You spent a lot of time in the studio with a lot of artists and a lot of people like collaborate, help each other out. Yeah. How much help is too much help? Like at what point does it start taking credit away? Or do you think there is no point? Because I read your thing, because we'll get into it later too. Yeah. Dude, I'm like to a fault a Drake guy, like bad. And like you said something about like you think he's one of the best, but one of his biggest takeaways is maybe he has too much help when he's cooking in there. What do you think?
It's business, bro. Like, it's like if you're going to do a movie, you're not going to write the fucking script.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But you're going to act the fuck out of that damn role. You know what I'm saying? You're going to practice that shit. You're going to make it the best. You're going to be the best person for that role. You know what I'm saying? He just works with the best, sometimes some of the best writers.
Yeah.
Like I have two writers that I'll only probably work with. Well, I'll probably work with any writer, to be honest. But it's like, these guys know me. So like, they know like shit I would say.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, like when minds come together, like sometimes it's, you know what I'm saying? Great minds think alike type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll be thinking something and someone will say a word and you're like, oh shit, no, that's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I mean, too much, of course, is probably too much. But like,
if somebody wrote a track.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So, he's a dope. Drake has written, like, amazing songs.
Yeah.
So, you can't take away his credibility as a writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy could write. He could rap, spit, sing, whatever the fuck. So, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, if you hear something good, like, okay, so if you get, a business proposition, like, a deal, you know it's a hit, like, we think you go, oh no, I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Like you keep it. You wrote it. Like, I'm taking that shit. Give me that shit. I'll switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Put my sauce on it.
Hell yeah.
The fuck?
And I think that's what he does. That's what I said when Meek and Drake like beef happened, I was in high school. But I remember thinking, like, yo, I don't care if fucking 10 people help Drake make a song. That's my favorite artist.
Who cares? It's probably his people. It's probably his, you know what I'm saying? People that he fucks with, and they're just fucking coming up with some shit together. You feel me? Drake's gonna make it.
So who is? Give me your top five rappers ever.
Ever? Okay. Ever, I'm gonna have to say Tupac first. Shit.
He's the best rapper ever, you think? Tupac?
Hell yeah. Like Tupac. Real rapper, you know? Tupac's just my number one, like rapper. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't really put the rest in order because of all the shit going on.
Yeah, just the top five.
I love Future. I love Drake. I love Kendrick. Fuck. Well, that's already what? That's four. Who's the fifth one?
You're missing
Tory. Fuck it.
You're missing my greatest of all time in the top five. Whoever I think is the best rapper of all time. Nah, I don't really get that.
Jay-Z. Not anymore, but.
You want me to say it?
Ooh,
I think you might agree. I just think maybe you're forgetting him.
Who, Eminem?
Wayne.
Lil Wayne, of course.
Yeah, Wayne is number
one. Wayne is one of my favorites. Like, if you listen to me, like, my rap shit, you'd be like, damn. You'd be like, yeah, you could tell like, he fucking
like, if the aliens came down to Earth with a gun and they were like, we need someone to write the best bars right now or blowing the shit up, I'm calling Wayne.
Cheers, man. Cheers to Wayne, man. Wayne is the alien, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get my when I go bar for bar, like you're like, damn, is this nigga like related to Wayne or something? Is Wayne's son? You know what I'm saying? Like on
that's
drugs.
What people
like,
say. You go bar
I'm just,
for bar.
Like I'm just saying. Like I don't know. Like I get that? Into the, bruh.
I think if you was a singer, you got bars like that.
What you got to hear a song I got called?
I need
called
some. I need
me.
To hear some. Bro, you don't invite me to the studio. I would watch you cook for hours. I love being in the studio, bro.
Yeah, bro. No, I got some shit, bro. I'll play some shit.
All right. We're going to take a little break right here and explain to you my outfit. So right now we're in LNF. You know, the home base here in Miami for Joey Joy Radio. And I got some Cartier Panther shades on. A classic vintage mosquito head shirt from the 90s. And some needles pants from Japan, right, Alan? They're from Japan. So if you have any more questions about my outfit, you got to come to LNF, Lost and Found here in Miami. The Instagram is at lnf.vtg. G. All right, so I knew you from music. We need to talk about something, though, some fucking big shit that I had no idea about your life. Like, I met you, knew of you pretty much for, like, fucking 3 years.
You
know
about the movie?
I had no idea who your dad was, what your background was like. Yeah. I had no idea. And then, wait, bro, I forgot. That day in the studio, you were telling me you were about to be in a movie.
For real?
You were like, yo, I'm about to film this movie. You were like, you were filming it. And I was like, me and my roommate left and we were like, no, when did you film the Marvel?
Oh, so what was this, recently?
No.
Okay, you're
talking about long time ago. Nah, yeah, dude, I haven't seen you in person. Like,
I did it in 2022, it started. Like, yeah, 2022.
Or no, you told me you had filmed it. That's what you told me. You told me you'd filmed it.
I started filming it in 2022.
I was like, dude, what? And then you saw, like, you were, I forget how I found out. You were like, yeah, my dad was in.
Oh, so yeah, so that's probably not too long ago then. Like, a couple years ago, maybe.
Less. Yeah. I don't know. And then you were like, because the movie just came out. No?
Oh, yeah, it just came out February 14th.
Yeah, so it was before it came out. Yeah. And you were like, I'm doing a movie. I was like,
oh, so
what?
Probably last year then.
Like, so fill me in a little bit. How did your dad meet Bob Marley? What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Junior Marvin. He's a legendary lead guitarist from Bob Marley. He's Jamaican. He was born in Jamaica, and he lived, like, most of his life, from, like, 7 to, like, 28, 25 or something. Then he moved back to Jamaica with Bob, when he met Bob.
Okay.
So he was in London. You know, he had his own band called Hanson, and they had, like, two big, big albums. He was like a young Jimi Hendrix. That's what Bob even called him, I think.
Yeah.
When you met him. But he had like that style, you know, very like blues guitar, rock guitar. And yeah, man, the guy's just a goat, like, you know. So
yeah,
Bob met him because he was like one of the most like renowned like guitarists around that in, like, you know, in London.
Yeah.
So you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? If you're in London and you're
especially
one of the best
in that time period,
the craziest part about the story, when he got the call to like go audition for Bob, the same day he got another call to join Stevie Wonder's band.
Shut up.
So he had like a dilemma. He didn't know what the fuck. Like, shoot, should I go?
Yo, imagine having that problem.
You know what I'm saying? And like his friends were like, bro, you're Jamaican. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Go with Bob. Are you stupid? The hell, you get back to your roots. You know?
Your dad would have made Stevie richer.
Yeah.
He made Bob richer instead.
I would have never been born.
Yeah?
I would have been a different nigga. I wouldn't be Jamaican. I wouldn't be me.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
So then.
Cheers to Uncle Bob, you know?
Uncle Bob. So yeah. you, I'm bad. He, when did he die? When did Bob?
Well, Bob died in 1981. So before.
So you were
born.
That was before. That was before you.
Yeah, like way
before you were at that.
Yeah, way before. So yeah, man. Like, my dad met him in 1976, 77, I think, and then they made like 5, 6, 7 albums, maybe more, because they have live albums too.
And then when did they, come to you about? Like the movie.
They didn't even come to me. Sister seen that they were doing like auditions for the movie.
Shut up.
And she was like, what the fuck? Like, she was like, there's no way, like, you shouldn't get this role. Like, you look just like that.
Yeah.
Play guitar, go on tour with him, you know? It's like nobody better to play.
Yeah.
You know, Junior. And she knows I'm into acting and stuff like that. So she was like,
do you act before that?
I mean, yeah. I grew up like, you know, doing self-tapes and stuff, like, you know, just like short films and stuff, like messing around with my brothers, like making shit at home videos. And then, like, you know, I went to this little drama classes and stuff, and then I was working on like acting with Tori a lot in music videos. Me and Tori always believed that we're gonna be like Tupac, you know what I'm saying, like Tupac and Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, like these niggas that make movies, like don't just make music, because you want to be able to like have a message like longer than just a song. You want to be able to have, you know, messages in the movie. You want to put like your vision really.
No, it's
out
big.
There,
you just want to be as big and
yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to just sit there and like, when I seen Michael Jackson make Moonwalker when I was a kid, I was like, oh fuck, I gotta make movies. Like,
yeah.
So I was always like thinking like every video I used to do, I used to be like, I gotta do some acting in here. Like, let's put some shit in there. So I was always like, you know, working on that.
Was that like Were you nervous doing like scripted movie like that?
I'm not gonna lie. The first
where was
day,
it filmed? Jamaica mostly, or
half of it in London.
Half at London, half Jamaica.
Yeah, it's like the first day.
There's on set. You in a trailer? What like
the
what
craziest was? Part about when we did the movie? The first filming day was like my big scene. So it's like for everybody, like. They're like, oh shit, Dave. I'm like, fuck. I'm the first up to the fucking bat. I'm like, damn. Good. So I got there.
Let's see what you got.
And bro, this is like the huge, like, I'm talking about like hundreds something million dollars they put into this movie. Like, I never seen no set like this. Like, I'm going to fucking studios. I'm like, I feel like I'm out of space. Like, literally, like, feel like a fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Astronaut out there. And then I get in there and it's just like, you know, all these big ass cameras, directors, fucking script directors, all these, you know what I'm saying?
Was there does your dad have an accent? Or
yeah, he had a British accent. So I have in the film, I have a British accent.
Give me one. Give me like a, tell me, give me a line.
I'll give you a line from the film. So like,
Bob's paint the picture. Paint the picture.
Bob's like, Junior, where you born? I'm like, Jamaican born, British raised, jazz, soul, and rock and roll. Junior Marv is in control. And then everybody starts laughing at me and shit like, what the fuck? Who this guy think he is? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was that was the first, or not the first line. That was the big line.
When Bob asked him who he was. Yeah, he's like,
that was pretty good. It's
yeah, so
easy
rock
for you
and
to,
roll.
Yeah, it's probably easy for you to do your dad's accent.
Yeah,
no,
my dad's
right?
accent's like special.
I mean,
so.
It's your dad. Yeah, so
yeah,
like,
it's pretty easy for me.
That's crazy. So you had to live like, you had to be your dad for like months.
It was fucking insane. Like, I would look in the mirror sometimes and be like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Like, I'll pull up my iPhone and be on and fuck, like, oh shit. I'm like, dad, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Have flashbacks as a kid, like, and shit, looking shit. At this nigga, like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
That is crazy.
Fucking insane. Yeah, I'll call him on FaceTime. He'll be like, oh shit. He's like, I'm talking to myself.
Really? He'd be like, look,
like
that's
a time
crazy,
machine,
bro.
It's fucking crazy, yeah.
That is so cool.
It's fucking insane, bro.
That is so sick. How was the actor that played Bob?
Oh man, he was tremendous. He's amazing.
What's his name? What's
his name? I don't know why. It's because I'm lit right now. I didn't even go to sleep last night, bro.
No? Oh, after Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike, went to Freak Coco and then Booby Trap. And I had to do my hair this morning and all kind of crazy shit.
So, yeah, no. Look, you look you, like you fooled me, bro. You look clean.
Yeah, but
you
the guy's
like you got
name
good
is,
rest.
The guy that played Bob, his name is Ben Kingsley Benadire. Yeah, he's amazing. Actually, he played Malcolm X. All right, so these are the other actors characters that he played in other movies.
Yeah.
Played Malcolm X in another film, One Night in Miami. He played freaking Obama in another movie. I don't even know what movie that is.
He's a black icon already.
Yeah. I mean, shit. And now you play Bob Marley?
Yeah, what?
Like, those are the three, like, top three fucking black motherfuckers that's ever. Like,
that might be top three black guys ever
next
live,
to Martin
honestly.
Luther King and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, that's next for him. Nah, he already Malcolm X. He can't
yeah,
do
he's
light skinned.
He can't. You have to put some fucking. You have to get a tan. Something. I don't know.
What's your next role look like?
Oh, man.
Wait, I'm trying to. Actually, before to we move on to the next role, I need to. Dude. You shooting this movie is blowing my mind. I need to hear more. But like anything about shooting or like who was the director? Is there anyone I know? Like,
oh man, this guy named Ray Rinaldo.
Any tings around? Like where you got?
He did.
Like, do people hook up? Cast members on movies. You don't have to say who, but like they do. Because I was on a reality show, heads hook up, but I don't know about acting.
Definitely
shows.
Do. I'm not gonna put nobody on blast.
Were you in bed with anybody?
Nah.
You didn't have a sex scene.
Whoever would have been in bed with me would have had a blast if they did. But nah. I could have probably, you know, but I was like, no, let's keep it business
keep
for
it
now.
Business. You're, you
till the movie's done. And then, you know, catch you outside one of these days. Yeah, no, but nah, man. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, Ray Rinaldo's a beast. He did, my director, he did, the one, King Richards.
Oh, I saw that one.
Who
was
Will Smith?
Yep. And, yo, I just saw Will Smith film Bad Boys down here.
Oh yeah.
I took a video of him on the bridge while he was like shooting.
Yeah.
Like he took his gun out. Shit,
crazy.
I took a video, put it on my story. They like found it and
flagged
saved it. No. And he posted it. He feed posted it.
Oh.
And tagged
shit.
Me.
That's lit.
From my balcony.
Oh yeah, that's lit. That's
what I was like, oh shit.
That's actually
no. That'll be Lazy Legend. What do you think about that? What do you think about Will Smith and Jada?
I love Will Smith, man. Shouts to Will Smith, man, for slapping the shit out of Chris Rock.
Dude, I agree. Dap me up for that one because whatever, he's blah, blah, blah.
I fucking love you Chris Rock, but man.
No, it's shit. Jada's fault. Jada had him all twisted.
Yeah, Jada had him fucked up, but it's like, I don't know, bro. Will's just not having it. Chris probably just had it coming. Who knows what the fuck he...
Yeah.
He probably had it coming, bro.
You think so? You think
I mean, for a man to just walk up to you and slap the shit out of you, he had to have it coming somehow. Like, he probably just never liked him for something that he did other
waiting,
than that. You
waiting
know what I'm saying?
For a
like,
reason.
Just fuck up one more time. I'm coming up there. I'm smacking the shit out of you. I love Chris Rock, though, man. Shouts to Chris Rock, man. Sorry you got slapped in front of everybody, but that was crazy.
Oh, dude, I have a question for you, actually, that you will definitely have better intel than me about. So, like, there's a bunch of rap beef going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's obvious whatever. I'll ask you, who do you think won, Kendrick or Drake, whatever? Who do you think?
I think it's a tie. I mean, right now, it looks like Kendrick won because that song is so big. OVO, it's like a club record.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if Drake made a club record.
Yeah, that's what dissing, Back to Back did. That's
yeah,
what
beat, like if he made beat, one yeah. now, dissing Kendrick is going to be like big in the club.
I like that. BBL, like, Drizzy.
You think Drake's not coming? Like, I heard he's coming with a summer album, so he's coming
is
with
he?
Some shit.
Oh my God, it's going to be all disses.
So every song is going to have a diss. You think that kid's going to stop? He doesn't stop dissing people. Like, he always sneak dissing motherfuckers.
Drake is?
Yeah. He's the sneakiest disser out there. Like,
what will Pluto
he's
do
been dissing
crazy.
Kendrick his whole damn career, and people don't even know that. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, wait, no, but what I was going to ask you, I think the Rick Ross and Drake shit's fake. Like, they're kidding.
I mean,
are they not joking?
You gotta remember that this shit is entertainment. So I feel like a lot
no,
of
no, but
shit
Kendrick's for real.
Yeah, Kendrick. All right, so Kendrick is a very spiritual person.
He's angry.
He's
or
not
was.
Like he's not a regular like he's not a regular.
He's not
rapper.
Just an entertainer.
Yeah, he's not. He likes to get away from the entertainment after like, doing so good. Like he's done good, and he's like I feel like he's just so spiritual that he doesn't really care about it as much as like most of the rappers that
you met
know?
Him before. Or no?
Yeah, I met him a couple of times. I went out. Like back when six. He before like you know he was really really like when like you know Schoolboy Q was popping yeah, and shit yeah. like back in those days.
We were talking earlier and I'll say it again. Like I'm a huge Drake fan. Like I haven't said like yo play that Kendrick in like 10 years. I'm gonna be honest,
not
but
gonna lie.
Good
I love
Kid
Kendrick.
Mad City, bro.
Kendrick has
is
some
the
slappers.
Sickest out like top
Kendrick
five hip hop album. No?
Kendrick got some slappers.
Good Kid, Mad City
but
is not.
He
top
hasn't
five.
Been active.
No.
You know, so you and Drake got him back lit. That's all. That's all that happened.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's yeah. It's,
yo, clip that, Mitch.
I'm not gonna lie. Drake got him back lit. Like now, people's like, "Oh, Kendrick Lamar." Y'all fucking haven't listened to him in like 5 years, probably 3-4. I mean, I went to a couple Kendrick shows like 2 years ago. I think in Vegas, like big best day. I don't know whatever best day ever, some shit like that.
I went to one in LA not that long ago.
That shit was fucking like a movie. Kendrick's an amazing performer. Like, I'm talking about amazing performer. Like, you know when we call like certain people rock stars?
Yeah.
I only call them rock star if they could perform.
Yeah.
Because it's about rocking out. Like, you got to be able to, like, give it your all
the
on stage.
Jumping,
if you
right?
see someone on stage and they're just like.
Some J. Cole or Rod Wave shit.
Jay-Z be doing that shit. Like, Jay-Z be having them slappers. Like, with Kanye and shit.
Yeah.
So he helped him. Like, I'm not going to say he helped him, but, like, he helped his, like, stage presence. Because I've been to a Jay-Z show back in the day and I was like, it's not moving me.
I've never seen Jay-Z live.
Like, I love Jay-Z as a, like, you know, as a
he's
like,
one of
lyricist.
Those you gotta respect. He's like,
no, I respect.
He's like my Eminem or something, or like Nas. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not big fans
but
of those guys. But
it's
like,
okay. Like, Future is a rock star, but he doesn't perform like Travis Scott.
I love Future. True.
Travis Scott is like a real deal, like jumping around, jumping fucking off of shit.
Yeah.
You know, a little Uzi, they're fucking jumping in the crowd and shit, you know?
It kind of breaks my heart that
Tory's climbing up fucking, like...
Tory's crazy.
He's climbing, like, Diddy Kong to the next fucking level of the damn auditorium.
I remember discovering Tory. I'm from Pittsburgh. I don't know if you knew that. I'm from Pittsburgh, born and raised.
Yeah.
And he was with Wiz one time at, like, Pittsburgh's, like, biggest venue, which, whatever. Bro, I remember him in the crowd and shit. Before I even knew who he was,
crazy.
I was like... What the fuck? Who is this fucking guy?
Yeah,
nah,
he's crazy.
He's one of those rock stars.
No,
nah,
he's
bro.
Insane.
He's definitely one
probably
of them.
Probably one of the best.
Oh, wait. Tell me about the shit you and Vic. What did you say? You were like, you're writing a show.
Oh, yeah. Tory is writing a show. It's called Pieces. And then Victor is one of the, like, you know, main characters as well in the film.
Is it the show is called Pieces?
Pieces, yeah.
It's a series, a scripted series,
television series, TV show. It's like, yes, you're in reality, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, that's a lot different. Trust you, it's a lot different.
We're TV I would boys, say man, I would do from the big screen to the TVs.
I would do scripted for sure, but I think being in reality TV,
they try to get me to do some reality TV.
Do that. I would
like
say
love and hip hop, but I was like,
my advice would
I'll
be
I come in on a one episode, yeah, smack you, a couple things, you know. Yeah.
You just don't
want
to be,
he's the guy fucking his girlfriend.
Once you go on reality TV, I mean, what's good about you is, bro, you're already a music artist and an actor.
Yeah.
Like for me, my first big thing was reality TV. So now I'm kind of a
your
reality
TV personality.
Like I'm a reality
personality.
So like it's hard to go to scripted because people like Snooki could it'd be hard for her to get an acting job.
Yeah, no, but you have you a different mean? Look. You have like the look for, you know.
Well, no. You could. It just it hurts TV a little shows. when you're a
no.
You're,
I feel you.
You know what I mean? Because people just like say a TikToker blows up and then they try to make music. People are like, "You're just a tick." You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, Jake Paul blows up.
DDG,
now he's a boxer.
DDG, he was a YouTuber. DDG. He's doing pretty good as an artist.
Yeah,
that's my dog.
He fought that for a long time. Yeah. He remember everyone? No, you're just YouTuber.
Yeah.
They made that moonwalk in Calabasas. That was a bang.
Yeah, no, he'd be sliding. That's my boy.
Who?
DDG, man.
So you
can do anything you put your mind to, brother.
Well, yeah.
You could be the next fucking Leonardo DiCaprio if you wanted to. You just gotta fucking like imagine that shit like and live it.
Manifest.
Like,
you believe? Manifest, are you religious?
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't say religious. I'm spiritual.
I'm not. You know, I grew up pretty religious, like my grandma's and everything, and like yeah. like I grew up.
For
my
me, it's like
together,
I feel like religion is just made to separate. People.
I don't, I'm,
but it's like
as I get older, I'm not very religious. I'm more like
I'm just spiritual. Like I just believe in that. You know, it's a higher power. I believe that Jesus came and like walked this earth.
Put it
as
this
well.
Way: I've met
but,
some evil people in church, and I've met some good people.
Of course,
in
you're
the
gonna
gutter.
Meet some
so,
evil
like,
fucking people in
exactly,
church.
Exactly. So
hell?
Something's up, right?
The fuck you think you're not gonna have some freaking people finessing and deceiving the fuck out of the world? That's what they've been doing. They're in the church.
That's the crazy.
What is? All right, so it's like this. God's word is in like many different books, many different, you know what I'm saying? Different you know, from the Bible to whatever, you know? And you could always tell when it's good cuz everything God made is good. Like God made the seas, he made the ocean, the freaking hills,
yeah.
waterfalls, you know what I'm saying? And everything else is man's failure.
Yeah.
We created all this shit.
Yeah.
God ain't created a strip club. We did. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's man's failure, bro.
God didn't create the strip
saying
club.
We have the God potential to create these things. Like, we're the species that could do that.
Yeah.
Feel me? That's why we were made in God's image.
You believe in
so
marriage?
It's up to us. Yeah, of course.
Marriage works.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to settle down.
Like, I don't, like, is
marriage
that,
is an amazing thing. Like,
you do
know?
You think you'll get married? You don't
Hopefully.
Have any kids yet, right?
Yeah, I got two kids.
You got two kids?
Two kids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're 3 and 4.
Shut up, bro.
Back to back, like Drizzy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Two
Do you want more
baby
kids?
Mamas. Huh?
More kids?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
My dad has 9.
How many
Bob
you want?
Marley had like 12.
Yeah.
I want to be able Bob to plant Marley. My seed, mm-hmm. seeds, you know what I'm saying? So that yeah. like, it could be like a nation of like, of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
If you're worried
like,
about paying
like,
for
look,
all those
look,
kids?
No.
Why?
Because, like, bro, look at Bob Marley, bro. Like, that's what I look at. Like, that's my uncle. You feel me? He did what he did in a short period of time, right? But look at his kids. All his kids are doing the same thing that he was doing. It's spreading the message,
yeah.
spreading the music. And you feel me? That's what it's about. Like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Bringing people together and doing, like, what you're supposed to do. And, like, the kids are going to keep on living on up to his, you know, his name, like,
yep.
what he did. You feel
and
me?
And their kids,
because he made a big impact in this world, like the biggest as any artist.
Yeah.
You name another artist that's like, that made a mark as big as Bob. I mean, what, Michael Jackson? Yeah. But of course, Michael Jackson is the best performer. But when it comes down to the lyrics and the message, Bob Marley has the truth
this,
in his
when
music.
When was Bob
like,
Marley?
You know what I'm saying?
Like Jackson 5 times?
Yeah.
Or was he before? Or was he
Jackson
like,
5 times? He was all through that.
Bob was, he was.
Yeah.
He was so right there.
81. Jackson 5 was they split.
They
around
probably got a lot of their fucking
somewhere around there, over there. fucking they opened up. I think they opened up for him or Bob. I don't know. I think they opened up for Bob in Jamaica. My mom went to a show with Jackson 5 and Bob Marley.
Really?
Yeah. And Jackson 5, there's pictures of Michael Jackson.
Or something? That's lit.
There's pictures of Michael Jackson at Bob Marley's house, like hanging out with Bob. You see him with an afro, all the Jacksons. There's pictures of Bob and Mrs. Jackson, Bob Marley, Michael Jackson's mom, you know?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
You know, like
this freaking tequila is good.
Coming up,
is that Casamigos?
I don't know what it is.
We call it Casamigos. Oh, that's the that's the shit for the Spanish hoes right there.
Yeah,
they love that shit. I call Casamigos Casafricos.
Casafricos.
Yeah. Don Julio gets the coochie for sure.
I wanted to ask you some fucking Diddy shit.
Oh man, I want to stay away from that. But ask away. Fuck it. We're on a podcast with my boy Joe. I'm with the shits. You know
we're
what I'm
on
saying?
Joey Joy Radio. We are on LNF.
Talking that shit right now. You're
talking that shit. What
niggas talking about? Yeah.
Talking that shit. Yeah. Wait, so you.
What you got to say about my man Diddy?
You've lived
man,
in. You met Diddy, no? Before?
Yeah. Diddy. Is there like. Diddy's always been like. All right. So to anybody in the music industry, like almost everybody. Looked up to Diddy as like a, you know, like a big dog, an OG, yeah. Like, you know, like a nigga that put on for like
Biggie.
A bunch of people, not just Biggie, but
I know, but like he's
million, like hundreds of different artists. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's like one of the biggest entrepreneurs, you know, in Black history. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to look up to him like that guy's a dope ass businessman. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, you know, a cool mentor. Like he helped out my boy, a lot of people I know, my boy Papier made beats for him. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like
you think the Cat, like when Cat Williams is talking about like everyone making it and shit, like those rooms happen. No? Like
what?
Like.
Just say it, what are you talking
some
about?
Like I don't, like they make you do some gay shit. Like in a lot of those big rooms, man. Like I've like Birdman and Diddy and like what? Why'd you make that face? What?
I don't know nothing about
that's
that.
That's
what
I'm asking you. You know more than, but you know I'm more from, people I, look, in those circles than me.
I'm from the side, the Bob Marley side. Feel me? That side. You talking about? I'm Jamaican. We are bad people. You know. We don't deal with the. You know what I mean? We don't want to say what them call it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it because I ain't trying to get canceled none of that. But we don't deal with that type of shit. So at the end of the day, like. I don't be knowing nothing about that, bro.
I mean,
like, I've been to Diddy like, parties and stuff like that.
You've been to Diddy party?
I haven't gone like in a room and some weird shit's happening. Yeah. You know, I just be outside where everybody's mad people, mad celebrities there. You feel me?
And you think shit's going on?
Who knows what's going on inside the house? Bro, at any party. All right, so if you have a house party back in the day, right?
Yeah.
When you're in like high school, right?
There's
going to
be prostitutes. There's going to be coke.
I don't know about prostitutes, coke.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Yes.
All right. That's crazy. But anyway, like in the rooms, you know, somebody's probably smacking a girl, you know, smacking your boy, smacking the joint. I don't know about none of that gay shit. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I never seen Diddy like do no gay shit ever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about that. I never seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like Diddy's kids are my boys. Like those are my dogs.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like them boys are like fam to me. You feel me? Just Christian, all of them. Like, them boys is cool, you feel me? I've never seen no weird shit. But at the end of the day, like, you know, this is an industry. People are going to say all kind of weird shit because they just see, you know what I'm saying? They see shit and then people misinterpret shit. I don't know what really be going on behind closed doors. That's behind closed doors. I haven't been there. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, it's crazy, like, that, like, you know, all this shit's happening to Diddy. But you got to understand that he's in the industry where, like, people... You know, like, if you make one wrong move, people will do anything to make a fool of you, bro.
Like, you think Cat Williams was just chatting?
Michael Jackson was just talking about, like, right before that shit happened, Michael Jackson talking about him touching kids and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was talking about going and buying all the Marvel shit.
And
who bought all the Marvel shit after?
I don't know who.
Disney.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
the media against Michael Jackson.
That's what I'm
saying. Media against Diddy. Media against Tory.
Dude, that was my next thing. Like, bro, he like cracked some,
like cracked some codes.
Yeah, bro.
This is gonna be like, yo,
is that has like, bro? That is like
come for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's not only just
they were
like
waiting
said,
for something.
Like I said, this world, spiritual world. Not only that, it's also a magic. There's a lot of magic going on. Motherfuckers put spells on people and shit like that. I'm not saying nothing about anybody, but it's very spooky.
What do you mean? Like,
you never heard of voodoo and all kind of shit like that?
I don't believe in that. I don't think
you're what? Fucking crazy.
Explain.
What do you mean?
Like, so
you
when a girl comes
dark,
to me and asks me,
there
are
dark forces and good forces in this world, right?
Yeah.
There's forces working against each other. Yeah. So that means someone's trying to fucking some. There's people out there hating on you, wishing on your downfall.
Yeah, but not like
shit.
Magically.
You'd be surprised.
You think
so? You fucking crazy?
Some spells?
You fucking right. That
you
shit
think
is
someone's
real.
Put a,
have you been
to
Haiti?
Spell on you? No, I've never been.
Nigga, they have that shit in Jamaica. They have it everywhere. They have this shit here. They got every fuck, bro. There's people out here doing fucking voodoo. They got Spanish people out here doing fucking. You got Cubans out here doing fucking all kind of shit. You know, cutting chickens' heads off. No offense, but hey, they hey, look, they do that shit everywhere, bro. Motherfucking, they got people all around the world.
No,
that
no,
do
no.
That
I
shit.
Know there's some
they,
crazy people, but like, you think someone could actually cast a spell on you?
But it's about how strong your powers are working against it. Like I said, it's a warfare. So you feel me? You have to have spirituality that's fighting against that type of shit that's coming at you.
Yeah.
Every day there's some shit coming at you. You know it. There's some shit that you look in your phone and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not fucking
hell
with
yeah.
that.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's always temptation and all kind of crazy shit that's coming at you. And you're like, that's not good for me. It's not going to help me. But sometimes you could get fucked up and do the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Anytime in life. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to be guarded. That's why you can't get too fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Just have a little bit. You know? You got to be... You gotta be conscious, you know? Smoke a little weed, take a break. Don't get too fucking, you know what I'm saying, high on the other shit that's not
yeah,
good
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
No, weed, you said everything God created beautiful. Weed,
yeah.
Weed's good then, right?
God, it's an herb. In the Bible, it says, use the herbs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
How much did being in the new Marley movie, like, boost your career, like, recently?
Boosted the shit out of it. I'm a movie star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not only that, I'm in one of the biggest movies ever.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize because we're living in this, like, day and age that's so fast-paced with a lot of shit going on with, like, your cell phones and stuff. Like, people's attention spans are so short nowadays because of, like, Instagram, TikTok, and shit like that. Like, you just on Reels, you're just swiping through shit, like, fast as fuck. So, people don't realize, like, it's going to take a little time for it to settle in. Like how big this fucking movie is. Because it's number one movie in America.
Say, isn't it number one?
It's
right
number
now?
One like, in Italy. Yeah, a lot of countries around the world. It's like number one movie in the world at the time that it was out in the theaters. Yeah. It broke all the records like since COVID. Like people in the theater and shit like that. Like people weren't going to the theaters.
Nope.
After COVID. You know what I'm saying? So when the movie aired, like it broke the box office sales. You know what I'm saying? Since COVID, it broke. Like, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit, bro.
Bro, what?
And you gotta
can't
remember,
turn
it's Bob
on the TV
Marley.
Without seeing that.
It's Bob Marley, and that's like...
Bro, I will tell you,
they never made a
to
movie
you, bro.
About him.
I was hype watching NBA playoffs, bro. They put the fucking commercial on. I see my dog Dabo
crazy.
On there, bro.
Yeah, no,
I was
no, that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, look. With my boy who does the jewelry, the one we put up with, I'm like this. Look.
You know
bro,
who
was there jamming the bass and shit?
Bro, you know who I knew that... was working with Gold.
Who?
He used to be a photographer.
JT. Who? Dan Folger.
Dan
Folger.
Fucking guy. Like
wait,
day
so
one.
He's from him and Christian.
He
both
was
from
he
Pittsburgh.
Was,
he was with Wiz.
With Wiz, and before he was with Rocky Fresh.
I didn't know.
And he was on tour with me and Tori. We did a whole tour. How much fucking shows did we do, bro? With what's the white guy's name that dated Meg Thee Stallion before tour or whatever? G-Eazy.
Wait, it
we
was...
We were on tour with G-Eazy.
And Dan Folger
Dan
was shooting
Folger,
it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's like 2000 and... Whoa,
fucking
13.
10, yeah, what?
Fucking crazy. Because
I remember when he started with Wiz and then Wiz was like, yo. Wiz was like, yo, if you make the Taylor Game pendants, like, I'll put you on. Made him and then now GLD's like the biggest online jeweler.
Crazy.
All right, tell us what's coming up next for you,
man. A lot of shit, man. More movies, you know, big movie star Dabo now, you know. I'm trying to be on my Tupac shit, like, feel me? Just like I want to do some like real
you do any
action
acting
movies.
Classes like you like try to like did you do any classes or
I
anything?
Did some I mean I didn't really do classes. I had an acting coach when I was doing the film, and I just done a lot of research on acting, like studying. It's just like music,
it's
like,
just
you know,
not easy
studying. You don't need
And to be
coaching.
Fair, not
you
every role is
going to
be your dad. So it's not.
But my characters are crazy. I'm an artist. You gotta understand. Like, as an artist, you gotta be able to like switch your style and sound and shit like that. So it's like, is you got different characters like as an artist. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing. Acting and
just like finding your sound. It's like finding your sound in the
yeah. Because look, if I'm gonna do a show, I'm gonna practice like a motherfucker for that show, and I'm gonna do like a certain move, certain things. You feel me? Just for this specific like. Even just for this specific like place that I'm at, you know what I'm saying? So, like, just you know, acting is the same thing. Yeah. Like, you know, you're gonna sit down in front of the mirror or wherever the heck, and you're gonna continuously, you know, practice that shit until you get it right.
Well, congrats to you, bro. Not too many people get to film a number one movie in the country or in the world, I guess.
And I worked with some big actors as well. Like, you know, shouts to my brother Michael Ward from Top Boy.
There you go.
You seen Top Boy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Then Drake.
That boy
like,
Michael
Drake
Ward is
like
my best friend now.
Didn't Drake like help produce that or some shit?
Yeah, Drake produced it.
Yeah, I watch that shit.
Yeah, my boy Michael, OVO man. Team. That's my brother right there, man. He's a real Brit, you know what I mean? Jam Brit, yeah. But you know, he's a real yard man too. So it's like that's my brother for real. So it's like one of me. He's like one of me. I mean, he introduced me to a lot of other actors in the game, like Terrence Howard and a bunch of people, bro.
No, you're plugged, bro. You're one of the most plugged people I know right now.
Yeah, no, you know me, bro. I've been like that, bro. But
give
now
me your
it's
socials.
Getting crazy.
Give me what's next for you. Yo, isn't that crazy? We've been going for over an hour.
Shit, that's crazy. Bro, I get to talking.
Give me
rambling.
Nah, bro. What? Dude, ask them, guy. I've been excited for many guests recently. I was like,
yeah, Devo, yeah.
Devo is the one we need right now.
Bro, right here.
So thank you very much. Man, give me your at. So.
Yeah, it's just Devo. All right, so Instagram is just Devo, D-A-V-O. YouTube, Devo Official. What else?
It's your OnlyFans.
Twitter. That's disclosed.
He does POV only. You got to look for him on other girls'
POV sites. Only. If you know what it looks like down there, shorty. Yeah, you know?
All right, if you haven't seen it, Marley out. My boy's a star of it.
Yeah,
so
man.
Go see that shit in theaters if you
one
haven't.
One love, you know? Marley family.
One love. All fruits right, me brother.
But yeah, man.
Hey, you got new music coming out?
Yeah.
Well,
bro, okay,
oh,
so.
My God. I almost let you go, bro. Oh, my God.
Got a couple
God,
more
dude.
Things to talk about.
Can you please... Is anything you recorded recently that you can show me, like, at least a hook or something? Put it on the mic? You have it on your phone?
I
like,
can put it on the mic, or do you... If you want, I thought you wanted me to like give you a clip for like the. You
well,
just
play
it
on the mic and then.
And you just like.
And then airdrop him the thing so the sound quality's fire on YouTube and, you know, Instagram and TikTok and shit. Right. But no, this is my favorite. Oh my God, we have a music artist on and I almost didn't ask him to fucking leak music. Right, oh my God, dude. Right,
I
almost
got
fired
shit.
Off my own show right there. You know, that's my favorite. Even people that don't make music, I'm like, yo, show me something you made in the studio. So we got a real artist. Mitch, you ever heard any of Devo's shit?
Yeah, I got a few,
his voice, you're about to be like, wait, what? That's you?
Yeah, when you hear
right?
My,
look at him smirking. You're going to be like, wait, what?
He's singing and shit.
He goes on straight Rasta, man.
Nah, bro, but this right here is like super turned. This is the intro to my album. My intro to my album. So basically.
It's the intro to the album?
This is like gets right into it. This is like mushrooms and acid mix. Like, that's what my music sounds like. If you're ever on any type of mushrooms, you'd be like, nah, this guy's a ghost. Because you're going to go into a whole nother... You might just end up in another realm, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to lie to you. Like,
see,
my shit...
you weren't expecting that, huh?
Yeah, yo. Bro. Yeah, nah.
That's baby making
bitches,
music.
Bitches hear my music and be like, your voice just sounds like sex.
That's why he has a couple kids.
Yeah.
Hey, but, you know, thank you, brother.
It's all love.
You're the man. Hopefully I can be in the studio with you soon.
Totally badass, man. Oh, of course, bro.
Let's get it. Yo, I really appreciate you coming. Go watch Marley at D-A-V-O. Clap it up for LNF. We in Miami.
Bob Marley, number one. One love. Warner Brother Forever. Free my brother Tory Lanez coming home soon, man. We about to free take Tory. Over the world.
Oh my
you
God,
heard?
Free Tory, please. Free
Back
Tory.
Outside.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.